This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray everyone's doing well. There is an excitement and a working of the Spirit of God that I don't think I've ever seen God move like He's moving, because He told us He's doing a new thing. And there is a new working and moving of the Spirit of God that is coming forth in people's lives. And I don't know if you can feel it, but there's something different. Ever since we had our meeting in April in our church in Fort Payne, there's been a different working of the Spirit, and I've had people tell me that they can feel God doing something different. Well, you know, the Lord spoke to us back on March the 22nd for us to go into 30 days of prayer. He said intensity. So we went into that 30 days of intense prayer, fervent prayer, seeking the face of God, asking God to order our steps and direct our paths. And people begin to tell me before probably 2 or 3 weeks into this time of seeking God, they said, something's different, something's changing. And they begin to tell me they were losing desires about certain things that they'd had in this life, and things that upset them, things that worked against them, warred against them, troubled them, that it troubled them no more. They weren't upset about things that would have normally upset them. They were getting victory over things that seemed to sidetrack them or bog them down. And there is a deep working of the Spirit of God, but you've got to move forward in what God's doing. You know, so many people, and this is one of the main things I want to talk about. I've been raised in church. I was born, my dad was a preacher, I was raised in church. Have actually been in church. I'm 67 years old, probably been in church 64 years of my life. There wasn't about 2 or 3 years there when I run from the Lord, from the time I was about 16 to 19, that I really got out of church and didn't attend church. And so for, I would say, 64 of the 67 years that I've lived, I've been in church, and I've seen about everything your eye could see, and I've heard a lot. Can't say I wanted to hear all that I've heard or seen all that I've seen, but I know how people sometimes struggle to walk with God and walk upright before the Lord, and that's one of the things I want to talk to you about today. You know, the Bible tells us that godly sorrow worketh repentance, and that God's face, or God turns His face toward them that are of a broken and contrite spirit, and He saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. So this doctrine that's going around now where people are just repeating a prayer is not getting you saved. It's not going to cause you to get saved. It's not going to cause you to come clean with the Lord, because the Bible tells you that godly sorrow worketh repentance. And until the Spirit of God deals with your heart in godly sorrow and makes you sorry for the things that you've done and breaks your spirit, and you come before the Lord in a broken and a contrite spirit with a repentant heart, and you repent and cry out for God to change you, then you're just reciting a passage. You're not letting the Spirit of God change you, save you, deliver you, heal you, however you want to look at it. But godly sorrow, the word says, worketh repentance. So we need God. We need the conviction. You know, the Bible tells us in John 16, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He's going to reprove sin. So we need to see a reproving of sin. We need to see, it's what I call conviction. When I came to the Lord smote my heart and made me sorry for the things that I had done, because a lot of them that I'd done, I knew better. Because I've been raised up in church, I knew the Word of God, and I knew some of the things I was doing was wrong, but yet, wanting to have a good time, wanting to be with my friends, it wasn't nothing evil or ungodly, but I wasn't serving God either. I wasn't walking according to the call and the will of God that I had on my life. So we know that when we repent, that we should be baptized. Once we repent and are baptized in water, and then we received an earnest or a measure of the Holy Ghost, and whether you get it with speaking in tongues, whether you get it, I mean, I did, but that's, you know, I don't preach that everybody, it just doesn't happen that way for everybody at that exact time. So, but here, look what I'm saying. Water baptism, receiving the Holy Ghost, and we can call it with the gift of speaking in tongues. Okay, and so what's next? What comes after that is what I want to know. And that's what I'm asking people. I'm starting to ask people because it seems like when you repent, get baptized in water, man, you get the Holy Ghost. That's it. You've got it. There ain't nothing else to seek for. There ain't nothing else to strive for. There ain't nothing else to set your heart on to seek God for. So I'm going to go to the Gospel of Luke. And I'm going to the 4th chapter, and I'm going to read this verse here, and then I'm going to start asking some questions, because there's some things I want to know. There's absolutely some things when it comes to the Lord that I want to know, and I want to know what's working in your life. Jesus being, Luke 4 and 1, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Now I'm going to pick this up in our next session, and I'm going to start asking some serious questions, because I want to know where people go from here. You need to start asking yourself, if you've been baptized, if you've received the Holy Ghost, where do I go from here? May God bless you.